You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the very talented K-pop sensation, Tiffany Young. How are you, Tiffany?
Thank you for having me. Hey, everyone.
Thank you for taking the time to come. Congratulations on the big win at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. What was your favorite part of that night? That must have been so special.
Being nominated itself, I felt like a winner. But getting that award in my hands, I was completely shaking. And it was quite a long voting process, and my fans have just been dedicating day and night, and so many of the K-pop fans really united, and I love that it was kind of a moment for Asian American women and all the K-pop fans.
Yeah, really lots of levels to it. Well, so cool, and again, congrats. What made you want to come back to LA?
I was born and raised here, and I have
what part of LA?
I grew up in Diamond Bar.
Oh, okay.
Do you know where that is?
Of course. I love that you're from Diamond Bar.
Yes,
nice.
I'm from Diamond Bar. And I've always wanted to be a American pop solo diva. And during my time with Girls' Generation, I was lucky enough to come home and play at Madison Square Garden,
wow,
play at Staples Center, and be able to get a taste of what the American music scene was like. And I remember being at a late night show with my girls, and I was like, I want to sit there one day and tell my story. And they're like, yeah, you do that.
That's awesome.
So, and it was now time to come back, and it's all starting, and it's happening very fast.
Yeah, I bet. So wait, at what age did you go to?
I left at 15 to Korea to start my K-pop dreams. And I started Girls' Generation at 17. Till 29.
Wow. So, well, you look about 15 years old
oh,
right
thank
now.
Thank you.
That's good. So how did mom and dad feel about that?
I lost my mom young. My mom passed away when I was 11, and which was all the more the reason my dad was very, very worried.
Well, yeah, I bet. That's even more.
And he thought that I was kind of lashing out and just raging a bit. And for me, that's exactly why I am back here, because for me, music, it saved me, made me happy, made me feel better, helped me feel like I belonged.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I want to do as a musician still till this day. And
but when you went there, did you stay with family? Did you know anyone?
I went straight on being an independent woman at 15, navigating the industry alone, learning languages.
Were you familiar with the language? Did you speak?
Or? I thought I was, which means I wasn't. So I immediately started studying. And at the time, I was carrying around dictionaries and going to parent meetings because I was representing myself. So that was also very interesting to be at K-pop parent board meetings.
That's fascinating. That'd make like a great doc.
I would love to write about that one day. But I had a very, very wonderful time growing up very fast.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. And Mike, I clearly you have no accent either way. Right, and I got.
Yeah, I'm like forgetting all my Korean now. My parents are like, my aunt and uncle over my parents are like, you need to keep texting us because you're forgetting how to type in Korean.
Yeah, wow, that's great. And now that we're back here in LA, you just dropped your first US EP, Lips on Lips. What inspired these songs?
Lips on Lips, the EP itself, I think it is my first U.S. solo project, which is a dream come true. And for me, being from K-pop, being Asian American, being a woman, I had suppressed a lot of my emotions throughout the time. And I am finally in this place where I realize truth and honesty are the only things that matter. Hmm. And Lips on Lips is my fairy tale fantasy storybook.
Right.
As in, there are a lot of trials and obstacles before that fairy tale happily ever after moment. And I've put this EP together kind of like a storybook of being able to see the beauty past the pain. That's what Lips on Lips is for me.
Deep.
Yeah. I put a bow on it.
I thought you were kissing somebody.
Oh, yeah. It's, well, Lips on Lips, the song, is definitely me romanticizing simple moments we often take for granted.
Okay. You got a boyfriend?
No, not right now.
Not right now?
Not right now.
Oh, are you looking?
No, I'm not, but I believe...
Can you imagine you spend all that time, you come back, and then you fall in love, and you're like, I'm good, I don't want to do this anymore?
No, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, right?
I don't want that to happen.
The heart wants what the heart wants, Tiffany.
And I think I'm, like, watching a lot of, like...
funny, you're blocking love.
I'm not blocking. I believe positive and the right energies attract one another.
Exactly.
And that when I'm there...
He could be backing you up. He could be like what you need to take you to the next level.
Exactly.
I don't even know who he is, by the way. I'm just saying.
I know. And what if I go to the next award show and the energy and the chemistry is right there, you know?
There we go.
There we go.
Okay, I like that. You also teamed up with Babyface on one of the tracks.
Yes.
Right away. That must have been cool. He's a cool guy.
Oh, that's I'm still like... always shaking when I'm talking about this song. He is the ultimate fairy tale love song craftsman.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I am such a fan, and I have just, that definitely is the fairy tale moment of this EP.
Nice.
And it's such a pleasure to be in the room creating with him and just watching what he does. You go into his studios.
Yeah.
His studio, and it's just plaque after plaque after, and I'm just like, I am here to learn.
Yeah, Grammy.
Let me
after
be present.
Yeah.
I am nothing. Tell me how to sing.
That's a nice little welcome back gift right there. I know you just wrapped up a tour this past weekend. Were the crowds feeling the new music? What's the live show look like when you go on the road?
It has been my first time touring solo on a bus in the U.S.
Perform with a band?
Yes. It's a full live band, and I've been doing intimate venues, and it's been great. I've never been so close and so open and vulnerable, and yeah. It's an amazing feeling to write a song, but to take that up on stage and really look into the eyes of your fans and sing it to them. And
yeah,
it's a magical
incredible.
Feeling.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Current song obsession.
Current song obsession. Oh my God.
Lips on lips.
Lips on lips.
I heard that song rocks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just going to say Maggie Rogers. I couldn't pick the song because I love her music right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Maggie. All-time favorite movie.
All-time favorite movie. It depends on the genre.
Movie you've seen the most.
Ooh, that's hard. I've been rewatching The Godfather.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
I like your taste.
And
right?
I always want that intensity of Michael Corleone's eyes when I'm on stage. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's something to channel right there.
Yeah.
Go to late night snack.
I've had pizza 5 nights in a row on tour, and I had this large tub of ranch.
Ooh.
And my makeup artist is like, Tiff, you got to choose one. Your face is starting to, your eyes are starting to swell up, and we need to do something about it. You either get
That's
the
funny.
Pizza or the ranch.
That's me every weekend.
I did not know that. But I've had pizza 5 nights in a row. So right now, pizza.
Okay. Hey, you know what? You go hard. You like it? Go with that, I guess. But yeah, you might want to start looking at other wardrobe.
I am. I had a full veggie dinner last night, and I am looking into acai bowls.
I'm not pizza shaming you. You do you.
Are you pizza shaming me?
Not at all. Not at all.
Are you pizza shaming me, Mario?
Dream collaboration.
Dream collaboration. I've been getting this question a lot recently, and I realize I want to shoot for the stars once again, since Babyface Kenny has graced this album. I would love to work with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, that'd be hot. Okay, exactly. If you could be any animal, what would you pick?
I would be the Black Panther.
Not the superhero.
Okay.
I'm talking about literal Black Panther.
Sorry, I totally got lost in... I was going to say Chadwick Boseman. I shouldn't even say Chadwick Boseman.
That's right. You can channel
T'Challa.
T'Challa. Got it. Feel ya. All right. Well, listen to Lips on Lips.
Lips.
On iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to music. You can follow her on Instagram at Tiffany Young Official. Thank you so much for stopping by and
Thank
congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.